For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let's welcome in a national champion, wide receiver at Michigan, getting set for the NFL draft that's going to come your way at the end of April. Be very curious to see where this man is going to land. And that, of course, is Cornelius Johnson, who's kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Cornelius, first off, thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Thank you for having me, Zach. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here for today.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So how do you kind of look back at last season, first and foremost, the final year at Michigan? We know you guys end up winning the national championship. When you look back a few months away from that national championship game, just what are the memories that come to mind?
Yeah, man, it was a quick turnaround, but I was glad to be able to go out like that with my teammates. You know, there's no better way for the last college game to be that national championship win. And, you know, all we put in through the years before that and then leading up to that offseason and putting it all together for the win was huge for me and my teammates.
And what really stood out to me with this team was how selfless you guys were as a group. Like, I know as a wide receiver, there was probably times you were like, all right, I hope coach would just let JJ throw the ball a little bit more, but we know how dominant Blake Corum is, and you saw what Donovan Edwards could do in the biggest game of the season. We all remember the Penn State game right in the second half where it was just run, run, run. What I love so much about this team is you guys were willing to do whatever it did take to win, and you guys kind of checked the ego at the door.
Yeah, that's a good point, and especially as a wide receiver, you know, going into some of those games where it was a majority run game, it's like sort of balances your mindset, because as a receiver, you want those targets, you want to run routes and show what you can do, but you can also do what you can do in the blocking game and the running game to also attack the defense as well. So just doing whatever we could, you know, and being ready once that ball did come our way, you know, the run could open up the play action and open up the passing and drop back game, so that helped us too.
You guys were knocking on the door the last few years, right? You beat Ohio State back-to-back years. You went back-to-back Big Ten championships. And then going into this season, you knew it was national championship or bust. Did you kind of get a sense with a little bit of an older team that this was, with all the Harbaugh rumors of him leaving as well, which now we know he's the coach of the Chargers, that this season kind of felt a little bit like a last dance kind of vibe that we all saw during the pandemic?
Yeah, I guess like, you never really know till you know. You know what I mean, with Coach Harbaugh. So we never really knew until it was finalized that he was leaving. But in terms of everything else, we definitely had that mindset of, man, it's championship or bust. You know, we got to beat that team down south, and then, you know, win in Indianapolis, and then go on to get our final goals of finally winning that college football playoff game, which we were able to do in Pasadena. And then that led us to the national championship game. So we were able to check off all those boxes, and like, that's something we set out at the very beginning of the year, like a year ago today almost.
Yeah, no disrespect to Washington. We know Kalen DeBoer, who was the coach there, is phenomenal. Michael Penix Jr., Roma Dunze as well. But, man, that Rose Bowl game and just the back and forth of the game and some of the mistakes that you guys made, and then you get the touchdown in overtime, the defense makes a big play. With that setting and the history of college football, that had to be maybe the coolest game you ever played in, right?
Yeah, that overall was like, it just felt, looking back on it, I don't know if it felt long or if it like flew by, but like something about it was just hitting different. And then obviously like that, it all starts with the Ohio State game, you know, wouldn't have got there without that. Those are like our, probably our two closest games was them, was Bama and O-State. So they gave us a good fight. And then, you know, we were to come out in overtime, which is one of the craziest finishes. And that game is going to be rewatched so many times in history.
Talking to Cornelius Johnson right now, we touched on it a little bit, how run first you guys were as a team. But going back to 2021, you had a season that started to catch some people by surprise with your production on the field. So I know a lot of people now, they're going to look at the stats and they're going to say, why should I draft Cornelius Johnson? But what is the answer? What do you think your potential can be and what you could bring to an NFL team coming up in a few weeks when the draft gets underway?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, when people look at me as a prospect, like, there's all these teams, you got to look at all the film. You know, I'm sure they're doing their research, trying to figure out, scrambling who to pick, who to look at, who to sign. When they come across me, they're going to get a winner, someone who's ready the first day, knowing all the plays, be able to play. You know, they think I'm just an outside receiver, could play slot too. I could run, got 4.44 speed, could blow by defense and run those short, choppy routes too. So you're going to get a complete receiver who's willing to also play special teams, do what he can do on off the field too in the community. Just do whatever it takes to win, help a franchise right away. And that's what I'm looking forward to bringing to an organization and why somebody should draft me, ultimately get a winner and a reliable player, fast player.
Just wondering, how much of an inspiration was seeing the player that Nico Collins has developed into? And we know he was a Michigan man. How much of an inspiration with what Nico did this past year, does that kind of just get you going a little bit?
Yeah, that's definitely very inspirational to see him coming from our receiver room in Ann Arbor to go out onto the NFL stage and, you know, continue doing what he does best. It's definitely very inspirational to all the rest of the receivers, you know, Michigan receivers and just, you know, friends of his too, to be able to do great things. And it's sort of like what you touched on earlier, you know, looking at the stats, you can look at all the numbers back when he was like playing here. You know, like if you look at the numbers, that can sometimes alter your perception of it. But you really just got to look back at the game film and see how the games actually played out and how dominant he was when the ball did come his way and what he was able to do. But I guess, you know, you can't always look at stats. You know, whoever has the best stats is going to get drafted the highest. It doesn't always work out like that. So it's both ways to it. And then, you know, ultimately just trying to figure out where you fit in and do what you can do for the team.
So let me get to your quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, as Cornelius Johnson is here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I think he's the most polarizing prospect in the draft. 50% of the people will say, all righty, I believe in J.J. I think J.J. could be a great quarterback. The other 50% will just say that they didn't see it. From a stat perspective in college and how much you guys did run the ball as well, what is a team getting in J.J. McCarthy, and how do you think his game will translate to the NFL?
In terms of being polarizing, you know, the fans can say whatever they want, but I think, you know, he's proved what he can do on the field. He's going to continue to do that throughout the workouts and throughout camp, and whoever gets him is going to have a great quarterback.
How about Roman Wilson? Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off there. My bad.
I was saying, yeah, like in terms of Roman too, you know, all the stats and stuff, like we were talking about earlier, if we want to sit here and talk about stats, like we can do that. But I think, you know, watching the film and seeing what our guys can do, you could be surprised by it if you really study the game and watch, you know, our receivers getting open, our quarterbacks completing passes. Like, it's something we do here very consistently in Ann Arbor, and we're looking forward to, you know, keeping that going, you know, through the pro days and through the workouts and leading up to camp and wherever we go in our futures. But definitely with Roman too, you know, another great receiver who's going to surprise a lot of people.
Do you kind of laugh at all the conversation? Because you guys did what you did in college. It was an unbelievable run. It was a great run. And now everyone, you know, breaks you down and they throw you underneath the magnifying glass, the microscope, and they dissect every part of your game leading up to this draft. Like, the conversation about J.J. and what it's turned into, do you kind of just laugh at the entire thing?
at some point it does get funny. You know, you just got to laugh and smile through it all, because there's going to be so many highs and lows throughout the game of football, throughout life in general. And you're just trying to, you know, ride around and keep your head focused on, you know, what you want, what you think is most important. So, you know, millions of people could have all these opinions about you or your friends, but ultimately what matters is what you go out there and do and how you're enjoying yourself. So, yeah, you're going to get dissected. You're going to get, you know, looked at, scrutinized. That's what it was like at the combine. That's what it's going to continue to be, even what it was like at Michigan, you know, playing under hundreds of thousands of people, millions of viewers. There's going to be people watching your every move, but you just got to roll with it and embrace it. That's the fun part.
Wrap it up with Cornelius Johnson. When Jim Harbaugh left Michigan and made his announcement that he was going to be taking over the Los Angeles Chargers, how'd you process that one?
That was crazy, because it was funny how he went from the Maize and Blue to another Maize and Blue team. So he's going out there out west, and you know, right where we were at in Pasadena, right in that same area. So he's going to be used to it. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy for his staff to be able to get that situation for them. And I'm excited to see how it plays out. You know, Chargers have always been one of my favorite teams. I liked them a lot when they were in San Diego with Ladainian Tomlinson, Philip Rivers, Antonio Gates, Sproles, Jackson, all those guys were some of my favorites growing up. So to see him coaching there, it's like almost surreal in a way. But I'm excited for him for sure.
On the way out with Cornelius Johnson, what does Sherrone Moore bring? You know, obviously people know who he is. They saw all the emotion he had after the Penn State game and the admirable job that he did. But Sherrone Moore as the next Michigan head coach, what kind of emotion does that elicit from you?
I'm happy for him as well. Same thing as Coach Harbaugh. You know, Coach Harbaugh put on Coach Moore, you know, put him on, showed him the ways of being a head coach. That's going to be a big jump for him to be the head coach of Michigan football. Like, that's a big deal. And he's ready for it. I know he's going to lead those boys and do what he's got to do. You know, there's goals that they set and goals they're going to accomplish, and I'm excited to be able to watch those boys.
Last thing I'll ask you, Cornelius Johnson, is there a receiver or two that used to be in the NFL or is in the NFL right now that you kind of say, okay, I could see myself being that type of wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, one of my favorites is like Antonio Brown. I know he's had that controversy off the field. I avoid that as much as I can, but love his game in between the lines. Smaller receiver, though, but he's able to run every route, surprise a lot of people. You know, people were thinking he was slow, but he don't play slow at all. Like Antonio Brown's game. And then sometimes, yeah, I like that mindset of like Dez Bryant, just doing whatever it takes to catch the ball and then throw up the X.
There you go. He's Cornelius Johnson. Cornelius, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold, tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? read a book, talk with a friend. When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.